Welcome to Wander Mode, a podcast that wanders through topics such as entrepreneurship, traveling, and mamahood. As a teacher turned entrepreneur and a mama to one, I am sharing my tips and tricks to maintain harmony in a multifaceted life. Let's wander. Let me tell you, after my interview with Kristen last week, my head has been left spinning about all of the insights that Kristen shared, from motherhood to finding a creative outlet to discovering a passion after meeting with a former nun turned tarot card reader. I mean, where am I even supposed to start, right? So I think the best place to begin is with Kristen's book, Worldwide Crush, because that is really where Kristen and I had our lives intersect. When I saw the selection of Worldwide Crush as our book club read that month, I have to admit that I was thinking, okay, like, it's going to be a silly middle grade novel that's going to give me a few chuckles. Maybe it'll help me relive my glory days as a middle schooler crushing on Alex Rodriguez, and I will finish it and I'll move on. But the book was honestly so much more than that. And it took me back to those vulnerable moments as a teenager when I wanted to look really cool, but being with my mom was not cool. It took me back to those core female relationships that I had with these really great girls that truly knew and accepted me. It took me back to my first concert. But where the book truly captivated me was the connection that I had with the mom in that book. The mom loved her daughter so much. The mom wanted to keep that same strong connection that they had always had. She wanted family dinners to involve talking and sharing. She wanted to be a part of her daughter's journey and learning about puberty. She wanted to be the cool mom that got her daughter the tickets to the concert. And although I'm not at this particular phase yet with my daughter, I ached when that mom was sad. I cried when she felt her daughter pull away. I cheered when she was able to help her daughter live out a dream. I felt this book so deeply. And if I'm being totally transparent, that does not happen for me very often with books. So this book and what Kristen created was really special. And then I had the pleasure of hearing Kristen share about her journey as a mom and a writer at our book club. And holy buckets, I was hooked. I could have sat there listening to Kristen for hours and hours and hours. So if you read before bed or you have a spring break trip coming up, read Worldwide Crush. I promise you, you will not regret it. Kristen said something about motherhood in my interview with her that I just can't get out of my head. And it was that she viewed her life as a mom as sharing an aura with her son when he was little. Sharing an aura. Wow. An aura means a supposed emanation surrounding the body of a living creature and regarded as an essential part of the individual. What a powerful thing. To share an aura means to be regarded as an essential part of the individual. And as a mom, I was essential in my daughter's ability to grow from conception to birth. I was essential in her ability to be cared for from day one to age two, with breastfeeding and diaper changes and doctor's appointments and bathing and helping her roll and crawl or walk. I was essential from 2 to 3.5 in assisting her with her journey toward independence with potty training and changes from a crib to a toddler bed to a bigger bed, helping her dress herself. Yet, as essential as I am, and as much as I am sharing an aura with this little one, I do all of this knowing that with each stage, she is moving outside of my aura. What an experience. What a challenge. What an honor. What a journey. My motherhood journey actually started rather late in life. I was 38 when I had her. It took me 13 years to even decide whether or not motherhood was going to be part of my life story. I experienced so much prior to having her enter my life. Travel with my hubby, travel with my girlfriends, buying houses, running Airbnbs, an incredible teaching career, hosting staycations, owning a boat with friends, carefree summers, summers working extra jobs. And I truly believe that although all of these experiences made me afraid to become a mom, because maybe that would mean that I would have to give that up, all of those experiences also led to the perfect timing for me to become a mom. Because when I became a mom, although I knew it would change aspects of my life, I also knew that I could do the things that I cared about, but just do it with a little one by my side. I was old enough to know what I needed to do. So instead of saying, I can't travel anymore because I have a kid, it became, how can I travel with a kid? How can I find strategies to make it possible? Instead of saying, I can't work full-time anymore, it became, how can I adjust what I'm doing for a living in order to work and be a mom? Instead of saying, I lost myself as a mom, it became, what do I need to do to keep facets of myself strong so that I can show her that I can be more than one thing? Because I am an older mom and I knew myself so well going into motherhood, I was able to combat a lot of the struggles that I have seen others face as younger parents. Now, that does not mean that it has not been without its challenges. Postpartum anxiety, sleep loss, all the things. Now, when others are also retiring and their kids are out of the house, I will likely be retiring and I'll still have a kid in the house. So there are definitely some downsides of being an older parent, okay? But you get the gist. And as I was reflecting on what motherhood has been in my life the last 3.5 years, I began to recognize that there are 3 ways that I have been able to maintain the me that I was prior to mom mode taking over. The first is with travel. And you know that this girl likes to travel a lot. Yes, we take a lot of trips as a family. But I have also traveled with just my hubby or just my girlfriends or just my mom and kiddo. It is so hard to leave your kid behind. There is an ache that happens no matter how excited I am for a trip. But you know what? I do it anyway. Because I know that when I return, I'm going to reconnect with her and I will have shown her that mom has passions and experiences too. As an individual, just like she has things that she gets to do on her own. Swim lessons, preschool, play dates. I actually saw on this other mom's social media account the other day where she was talking with her daughter about doing things even when we're scared. And the mom said, "What do we do when we are scared of something?" And the daughter said, "We do it scared." And it made me think, what do I do when I want to travel, but I know I will fiercely miss the kiddo? I do the travel and I fiercely miss her. It's okay for it to be both. Second, I really try to prioritize time with my girlfriends. Yes, I have a busy life. Yes, it can be hard to carve out time for dinners, quick girls' trips, that phone call, but I do it. If you have a solid sisterhood around you, do whatever you have to do to keep it going strong. That is your village, not just for your support as a mom, if you're a mom, but support as a woman, as an entrepreneur, a human. When my kid is no longer part of my aura, and she is establishing and caring more about the village that surrounds her instead of our family unit for a phase, who am I going to have around me? If I don't nurture those that are in my life now, they won't be there later. So find the time. I am busy too, but if you look hard enough, you can always find a solution. The third thing that I hone into, very similar to Kristen, is my creativity. It was super interesting that she said this, that she was really, really struggling with motherhood and that she had to stop hearing about her husband's, you know, lunches out at the office and, you know, seeing him in pressed suits and different things. And she's over here just feeling like she's kind of flailing, right? She doesn't know who she is. She doesn't have something that's grounding for her. Just like Kristen, for me, I have to have a creative outlet. That is my lifeline. When I was teaching, my creative outlet came out when I was a DECA coach or in my ability to design curriculum units that were project-based. It fed my soul, not simply using a drill and kill method. Nowadays, my creativity is being fed through my podcast, and it's being fed through designing an online course to teach others about how to DIY Airbnbs in order to maximize their profit. I use Canva so much for my slides, the PDFs, the guides, social media posts. I am in there every single day. That is my creative outlet. That is the way that I keep myself grounded. And in speaking about this podcast, I never even had podcasting on my radar. Yet podcasting allows me to write. It allows me to reflect. It allows me to converse with amazing women. And wow, like I seriously feel so lucky that I get to do this. As I sit here, I am also aware that this month is Women's History Month. And although I'm not doing anything in particular to celebrate, I have been taking some moments to be appreciative of the women that have come before me that have paved the way for a lot of the things today that I get to do as a woman, experience as a woman, enjoy as a woman, things like podcasting and running a business. So thank you to Jane Austen. Jane Austen, my favorite author, was a female writer that wrote fiction that was all about everyday life events. Everyday individuals that are sitting right around us. And now another favorite author, Kristen, created Worldwide Crush based on everyday lives of simple things like having a crush as a teenager and navigating the changing relationships we have with those that are raising us. Both of these authors have found a place in my heart. Thank you to Madam C.J. Walker for becoming the first American woman to become a self-made millionaire. She was the first member of her family to be born into freedom, and she followed Booker T. Washington, who called for Black people to lift themselves up by developing skills, working hard, and emphasizing good character. And because she did that, she paved the way for so many other women to see that there is value in our ideas, that there is value in working hard and focusing on having that determination so that we can see the results that were meant for us. And thank you to the women of today that are pushing for changes that will impact the life of my daughter in the future. As Dolly Parton said, if you don't like the road that you're walking, start paving another one. If you wandered to this point in the episode, thank you for listening to the Wander Mode podcast. Please leave a review and subscribe. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Wander Mode Co. Reach me by email at julie@wandermode.co. Until next time, wander on.